Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We all know that the beginning of a new year is a time to make some resolutions to guide us in how we want to live the new year. You can't look ahead without reflecting back. And as I look back, I'm grateful to live in the United States of America and for the goodness that our country stands for. And that gratitude is only magnified as we fight the terrorists and try to safeguard the country. When I reflect on the past, I think of my mother and father and the sacrifices that they made and the values they passed on to us. When I was recently back at the farm, I stood at their graveside and memories came flooding back. Baseball games and showing pigs at the 4-H show, pulling weeds in the soybean fields, and milking cows, and by hand, of course. I think to myself, have we measured up to the ideals of our parents? And I hope so. From my days at West Point, I recall some of the words of the cadet prayer, and I think these words give us guidance on how we may want to live the new year. May our religion be filled with gladness, and may our worship of Thee be natural. Encourage us in our endeavors to live above the common level of life. Make us to choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong. And never to be content with a half-truth when the whole can be won. Kindle our hearts in fellowship with those of a cheerful countenance, and soften our hearts with sympathy for those who sorrow and suffer. Help us to maintain the honor of the Corps in doing our duty to Thee and our country, all of which we ask in the name of the great friend and master of all. Amen. And Happy New Year to each of you. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss.